Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1, that's $1 on any football game this week, and you receive $150 in free bets instantly. You can't beat that deal. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number one. I'm Jim Galante along with Andrew P. Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along later for Tucker's Tape and ask Ross. Andy, let's get started with a review of the news.
Sure.
Last week, we started with Penn State moved up the rankings to number 6. This week, they're up to number 4. Are they deserving of the number 4 ranking in the country?
Good gracious. That feels a little high maybe, but I mean, where should they be? I mean, they have ascended in, you know, a month from 19 to 4. That's a lot. There's a lot that has to happen above you to do that, but you also have to take control of your own. I mean, eye test-wise, when you watch Penn State over the first, you know, 16 quarters, they have a pretty good eye test, right? Like, so if you got a glance of them against Auburn or you know, you saw some of the Wisconsin game and you're a voter. You've got some good eye test stuff. Well, maybe not the first half offensively against Wisconsin, but you have some pretty good eye test stuff. So, you know, it's hard to get that high. It's also kind of hard to fall from there. And when I look at Penn State now in the number 4 ranking, and then I look what's ahead of them, right? Like right on deck is Indiana, a team that was ranked in the preseason ahead of him. Okay, they're 2-2 and struggling, so you got to take care of business. But they still have Iowa, they still have Ohio State, and who knows what the heck's going on with Maryland and Michigan. We're going to learn more about those teams as they go along, but sort of it's a brutal kind of schedule, possibly if you look at it, but they have everything in front of them and it's in their control, Jim. So what's out of their control is how high they ascended. They've ascended to number 4. So It's in their grasp. It's up to them now, and that's a really, really good thing you want to have as a football team.
They also have had the advantage, as you pointed out, if they're going to rise, somebody else has to fall. You had Ohio State losing. You had, you know, Clemson losing a couple games. You had Texas A&M losing.
Exactly.
You had other teams not be very impressive in winning their games and dropping.
Sure.
But
Oklahoma.
You pointed out, though, Andy, that they passed the eye test with wins against Wisconsin and Auburn. Since then, though, Wisconsin and Auburn have not been real good-looking teams. They haven't passed the eye test since then. Forgetting what effect that has on the ranking, does that change your impression of this team at all? Does it change how you feel about the quality of those wins?
At the time and now a little bit. At the time, no, but yes, now it changes a little bit. It gives me a little thought of, you know, what is right. Like at 4-5, they weren't as bad as their record said last year. Are they as good as 4-0 this year already? Are they a little bit overrated? I mean, the win over Wisconsin, oh my gosh, they have no offense at all, literally. And Auburn, who should have lost to Georgia State last week, they were good wins at the time. They fizzled a little bit, but they don't hurt you in a ranking scheme. They hurt you in a could this team be overrated conversation, but that's it. And that's just fodder. So I don't think they hurt them big time. I think when they get in a room and start evaluating, you know, college football playoffs and their rankings, I don't think they quote unquote hurt them.
And this season seems to be a case where just keep winning, because every team seems to have their flaws. And if you're looking not just at wins but at style points, not many teams have a lot of style points. So it's just keep on winning. Let's hit a couple other news items. We got the announcement this week from James Franklin. Akeem Beamon will not be playing this year. We assume he's healthy because he is practicing. So we know that, and we know James Franklin doesn't go any further into reasons why. Let's talk about on the field. So far, it has not affected the team, but Akeem Beamon was supposed to be part of that defensive tackle rotation. Is this a factor going forward, Andy?
He's not available, right? So something's going on because he's not injured and he's practicing. But, I mean, he hasn't played yet. So if you haven't, quote-unquote, really noticed that, like, hey, Akeem Beamon's not there, other than, like, oh, Akeem Beamon's not there this week. If you haven't seen it on the field per se, like, wow, they're missing that guy and that they're having depth problems at the defensive tackle, you haven't seen that. The way it will manifest itself is an injury, like a season-ending injury or out for 4 to 6 weeks, you know, something like that, where, you know, say, you know, in a worst-case scenario, Tangelo gets hurt, right? That's going to have... him not being there will have an impact. But right now, with everybody whole and healthy, it seems like they've figured out a rotation that works without him, and it doesn't seem to hurt this ball club. So, no, it is not an impact thing. And an injury, it could be possibly in a long-term situation like that. But other than that, I don't see it as a glaring problem for Penn State.
As long as you keep winning, not a factor. You lose a game...
Yeah.
then people will bring it up. Another theme of James Franklin's press conferences this week is essentially he was saying, felt his team was reading their press clippings after the big whiteout win over Auburn. It sounded like he wasn't crazy about the quality of practice last week going into the Villanova game. Is that coach speak, Andy, for... I need an excuse to whip the team up pretty good this week in practice, so I'm going to say that, and it gives me an excuse to work them hard this week.
So it is, he didn't like the way they practiced last week, okay, otherwise he wouldn't have brought it up. But the results that you saw in three quarters from most of the first team, right, on last Saturday against Villanova at Beaver Stadium, none of that told me they had a crappy week of practice, right? So if it's not showing up on Saturday, but you're the coach, it's, yeah, you call it coach speak. I tend to look at things like this. It is coach speak, but I call it coach smoke. It's just literally he's talking to one audience, his team. That's it. He's not doing that for the fans' benefit. He's not giving the media any information. He is literally publicly talking to his team. Mike Tomlin does it for the Steelers all the time. It's coach smoke. It is, I'm going to emphasize this and get ready to hear this a lot because I'm going to say it publicly right now. And that's coach smoke. That's talking to your team in public, but you're also addressing it privately. And yeah, he might not have been quote unquote wild about practice last week, but did they, okay, in his estimation, they had a crappy week of practice. Did it show up on Saturday for three quarters with the first teamers in there? I didn't see it. Did you?
No, not overall. But no. I think there was an issue with the running game where, you know, you could talk that Villanova did a good job. They decided they want to take away the running game. But there was also, I think, some issues where some folks on the offensive line made mistakes. Even James Franklin himself, he pointed at the tight ends not doing a great job. And when an issue is blocking, it's oftentimes it's effort, and I think he was sending a message to that group. It's also a case where it's tough when a team's winning to point out what's going wrong, and when you keep getting the accolades, was it Nick Saban called it rat poison? When the media and everybody else is telling you how well you're playing, you begin to believe that.
The run game stuff, that's not a one-week wonder problem. That's, other than a little bit of the, a chunk of the Ball State game, other than that, it's been stinko in every other game pretty much throughout. Wisconsin, Auburn, and Villanova as well. So that's not a one-week thing. That's a general, overall, sort of pervasive problem that this team is having right now.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute here, sure. Andy, because going into the season, we thought the strength of this team was the running backs. They were 4 or 5 deep with running backs, all that we thought were capable. Much of the offensive line was returning, so we thought that would be a strength. The question becomes, how concerning is it? When is it, not to worry because they're finding other ways to win, some of those quick passes to the wide receivers? James Franklin's calling that an extension of the running game. So it's, hey, not to worry. Or is it, hey, wait a minute, there's going to come a game where we're going to need to run the ball. There's 4 minutes left in the game. You're up by a couple points. First downs is what you need to do to run out the clock, and you need that running game. We've seen that come back to bite this team. Which
way
are you leaning?
This team doesn't have it. This team doesn't have it. If you say this team needs to run a 4-minute offense, you shouldn't have the expectation right now of this team to go out in the field and do it. They don't have it. They have to make, sort of mix and match stuff in that type of scenario, right? If it's that scenario, you can't say go run a 4-minute offense. This team can't execute it right now. I mean, that's the bottom line. This is sort of a manifestation. It's been 8 years of this. It's like the high ankle sprain or the pulled hamstring of James Franklin's entire tenure at Penn State. It's the offensive line has consistently been either problematic or underperforming, right? This is his, Phil Troutwine's is what, 4th offensive line coach in 8 seasons, right? You start there. They have projected NFL talent on that line. I mean, Caden Wallace and Rasheed Walker are projected NFL caliber talent players. So there is stuff to work with.
All right. That is it for the first quarter, Andy. Stick around. We've got Ross coming in, and Andy will be back for quarter number 4. Stay tuned. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.